what we've done in this report is something different than what we've done in all our other reports. We've gone back and we've looked at retrospective imagery to make a case that a unit called the Central Reserve Police was involved in abduction, detention, and allegedly the killing of internally displaced persons. And we show this building growing in terms of the people and vehicles there and its size and fortification between June 2nd and August 19th. And this building is 100 meters from the perimeter of the United Nations peacekeeping compound and where the IDPs were seeking refuge. What this means is that the people accused of some of the worst abuses in Kadugli in June were almost inside the wire.
So you're saying this was happening almost literally under the eyes of the UN personnel?
It asks the question of what was done to deal with the fact that the UN perimeter had been reinforced and in some senses to the south surrounded by Central Reserve Police personnel. What did the United Nations do to deal with the fact that those forces who were accused of abducting and killing IDPs by the United Nations themselves, who Al-Hilu had written a letter on June 2nd saying to the United Nations, basically, what are you going to do about these forces being on your perimeter? The question is, what did the United Nations do about it?
And Al-Hilu is
the head of the Sudan People's Liberation Army North in South Kordofan.
Now, how do you take these images and, say, extrapolate these allegations that something actually happened there? You have proof that the building was fortified, it got bigger, but how do you know something very bad happened there?
We've been going back and collecting eyewitness testimony, and what we have been able to put together is corroborative of a strong body of evidence, both from Satellite Sentinel Project interviews with eyewitnesses and the communication of other eyewitness reports to Satellite Sentinel, and also these images which show the Central Reserve Police facility being reinforced on the UN perimeter. And what the eyewitnesses have made clear is the following, that in June, the Central Reserve Police allegedly tied civilians to the gate of a checkpoint near the airport. And another eyewitness said that those civilians were later killed. And then you have other eyewitnesses giving us additional detail now about the previously reported murder of a UN contractor. And what we are hearing from eyewitnesses who've spoken to us is that this UN contractor was killed and his body was dumped within sight of UN personnel.
Now, from what you're seeing here, the Fortified Police Training Center in Southern Kordofan State, do you believe this might have a connection with the 7,000 internally displaced people that we had talked about several months ago who basically disappeared? We don't know what happened to them.
Well, that's a very good point, Joe. The question that you're asking is a crucial one. What does the United Nations know about what happened to 7,000 internally displaced persons who are still unaccounted for at a time when mass graves were being apparently dug all over Kadugli and the surrounding area, when we now know that the Central Reserve Police had a facility basically right next door to the United Nations facility where the safe haven for the IDPs was based? It raises terribly disturbing questions about the security of those IDPs and what happened to them. We still don't know, but we now know that the Central Reserve Police, a.k.a. Abu Tira, was parked right next door